But afilu hachi kivon dekomatnilei. Since lemaisa he has given it to you, for hachi have a mechira. It's called a good mechira. Lemaisa the money was given over. That's called a good mechira, even though you can't get it back from Beis Din. All right, turn over. So kitzur, this called a good mechira. It's called a good mechira. Such money, if lemaisa the money was given already. Even though mitzara din, you don't have to pay the money, because since you chay hirosom, you're pulling off the figs on Shabbos. So you chay misa for that. You don't have to pay for it. But if you do pay the money, it's called you pay the money. So therefore, it's called the maisa mechira. It took place here. That's the case that the Braisa says, you're potter from dal vehei. In the case that b'shas the mechira, you did a nisa Shabbos. So since you did a nisa Shabbos, you picked off the figs. That's the way the mechira ended off. So therefore, we say, come live the rabbinay, that you're potter. Then the Mishnah says, go now for top of Yom Kippurim. If somebody makes a geneva on the shore, and he also makes a shchita on Yom Kippur, he's chayim dal vehei. So Mara says, Amri, let's amai, why? Nehi dekot loleka, true, he's not chayim misa. If you do a malacha on Yom Kippur, you're not chayim misa's bezdin. You only chayim chorus. But Malkus miwika, lechur you have a chi of Malkus. You'll be chayim Malkus for making this tficha on Yom Kippur. If so, the Kaimlin we hold, the ain't like your Mishalim. You don't have to, you don't get Malkus and have to pay. So how come here we have to pay Dal Vahey? Lechura, since he made his Tzvich on Yom Kippur, he's going to get Malkus for Yom Kippur, so he should be potter from pain. So when he says, Amri, I'll tell you, Chomani Rabbi Meir, our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Meir Shita. The Yom, the Rabbi Meir says in Ksubis and in Malkus, that like your Mishalim, the Rabbi Meir Shita says, yes, these two, yeah, you could get Malkus and doesn't make you pay. If it goes to Rav Meir, maybe even Afilu Tofak for Shabbos, maybe even that you made a Shechita on Shabbos, maybe there also you still have to pay Dal Vehei. The Chitam, and then you want to tell me no, that Rav Meir Shechita is like Yom Mishalim Islay, where it doesn't give you two punishments for one Maisa, where you'll have to pay money, and you get Malkus, that he holds from. But maybe Mace or Mishalim Leslay, this type of a Kom Levi Rabinei, if you did an Aver that you chayiv Misa for, then we don't make you pay. So the Gemara, is this true? V'loi, is that true what you're saying? For a time you learn like this, go now for Tofak for Shabbos. You made a Geneva and you shechted on Shabbos, you did an Av Malacha. Go now for Tofak Avodah Zara. Or else you made a Tficha Avodah Zara, also you chayiv Misa for that. Go now for Shara Nisko. You sold the Shara Nisko for Tofchai. Mishalom Avodah Chamisha, Dibur Rabbi Meir. It's who you see clearly, according to Rabbi Meir, even though you made a Tficha on Shabbos, that you should be chayiv Misa for it, still we say, you have to pay Dal Vehei. So if our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Meir, why does the Mishnah say on Shabbos only a Mechira and not a Tzficha? It should even be if you made a Tzficha on Shabbos, you should be Chayiv. Because Rabbi Meir says Yechayiv. The Chachomim, Poitra, the Chachomim is the one that said a Spotter. So it must be like this. Amri, I'll tell you, Bar Minodahi, excluding this one case. So this Mullah, we learned on this, Amri Rabbi Yaakov, Amri Rabbi Yechanan. The Yamrullah, some say Amri Yirmi, Amri Rabbi Shimon Ben Lakish. Rabbi Avin, Rabbi Loi, V'chol Chavruto, Mishmei, the Rabbi Yechanan, of Rabbi Yechanan, Amri said like this, V'toivei Yachay Deyacher, that Avad, the Rabbi Meir holds from Kavloi with the Rabbi Meir. When Yechayiv Misa, Avad, you don't have to pay any money. So where's there a case that Rabbi Meir says, if you made a Geneva and a Tzficha on Shabbos, that you are Chayiv Dal Vehei? The Torah says, Tofei Yachay Deyacher, you appointed a Shliach, and you let the Shliach make the Tzficha for you on Shabbos. That's the case. So therefore, you're not chayiv misa on Shabbos, because you did not make the tzvich on Shabbos. But for the shliach did it. But you're chayiv dal vehei, like we'll soon see, because there's a pasha of yesh shliach of dvar aveira by tzvich on mechira. So first we have the Gemara. Is there like a shliach of dvar aveira? Like the churi, he didn't make the tzvich, a shliach did it. So why is the God of chayiv? Rava says, yes, here it's different. Shani hochi, here it's different. The Yom HaKor, the pasuk says, v'tov chay u'mecharoi, a rasay mochor. So Darshan Ma Mechira Deyachar, just like when you sell it, it has to be to somebody else, another person involved. Even if you make a Tzficha also the Shliach, also you could be Chayiv. So therefore, if you appointed a Shliach to make the Tzficha for you on Shabbos, so negate to the Yisra Shabbos, you're potter, you're not Chayiv Misa for Shabbos. You only Chayiv for the Dal Vehei, therefore you're Chayiv Dal Vehei. The Rabbi Shmuel, Tom of the Pesach says, Oi, the Rabbis is a Shliach. Says, Tovach, O, I'm Mocher. The Rechis Kirtona says, Tachas, the Rabbis is a Shliach. Like all upon him here, everybody agrees, by the Pasha Tzficha Mechira, we say, Yesh Tzficha Dvar Aveira. But Avada Rabbi Meir himself agrees that by a real Chi of Misa, we say, Kom Levi the Rabbi Meir. You don't have to pay money. It's only over here where you tofa chayde a shliach. Maske v'lo mazutro miyake midu, is there anything? Dilu of it iu loin nechayiv. If the baldov, if the ganav himself would have made the tficha, he'd be potter from dal v'hei. But v'yob a shliach v'mechayiv, now that he potter a shliach and he's chayiv, how could that be? How could the shliach be better than him? Omele Ravashi, Ravashi in the back portion. Omele Ravashi, Hosem, if he would do it, love Mishum Deloy Mechayivu, not the Pshat is because he wouldn't have the Chiyiv really of Dal Vehei, no. Elo the Komlev the Rabbinei. If he would Shechter on Shabbos, the reason why he's Potter, not because it's really not a Chiyiv of Dal Vehei, but he has a Chiyiv Misa upon himself. So when he has a Chiyiv Misa, then we say, Komlev the Rabbinei. But when he Shechter there Shliach, there he's not Chayiv Misa, that's why he can have a Chiyiv of Dal Vehei. Fred Gemara, Viva Tavale Acha, my time to Rabbonis, so what Rabbonis says Potter then? Shliach is a good svara. Amri Manchom Rabbi Shimon, the Yom Mashchita Shenuia, Lashem Mashchita. They go to the Rabbi Shimon. They all the Shchita Shenuia. But on Shabbos, if you shecht on Shabbos, you can't eat the meat. So it's called the Shchita Shenuia. That's why you potter. Fred Achanami, there's no common of the Rabbin here because we're talking about where the Tficha was done on Idea Shliach. Therefore, the Ganef is potter from Isa, he's only Chayiv Dalzvei. Right, Mustafa. You're holding off Ayin Aleph Omer Aleph. The verse says again, when the middle of Shaila was, we wanted to answer that the Rameya says here, that if you're going off a Tofach on Shabbos, Chayav Dal Vey, it meant Ayidei Shliach. That even though you had a Shliach do it, that's why you're Potter from Misa, that's why you're Chayav Dal Vey. So the question was, in Mamash, near the middle, but less than that, Viva Tavech Ayidei Yachar, so, my time with the Rabbonin. So why did Rabbonin say a Potter then? If you were going off on Shabbos, and then you appointed a shliach to make the tzvicha, to make the shchita on Shabbos, and we said there's a parsha of yesh shliach advar avera by Dal Vehei, so you're not chayiv misa, so then why are you potter then? Well, why does Rabbanan say that you're potter? So when I say, as Amri, I'll tell you, man chacham, who's the chachamim? Rabbi Shimon, the chachamim goes according to Rabbi Shimon. The Yom Rabbi Shimon says, shchita sheinu ruya loy shemesh shchita. Rabbi Shimon's shchita is that a shchita sheinu ruya. If you make a shchita that you can't eat from it, so that's not called a good shchita. So we'll soon see if you shecht on Shabbos, it's called a shchita shenaruyah. We'll soon see why. So Mar says, let's see, Amri. Bishleim avoy dezor of a shor on this call a shchita shenaruyah. How you understand if you were going off a shor and you shechted the shem avoy dezor, or you were going off a shor on this call and you shechted it, that the shchita is no good? Because it's also by no. If you shecht la avoy dezor, it's zivche meisim, you can't eat it. Or if you shecht a shor on this call, it's also by no, you can't eat it. Ela Shabbos, Shchita Ruyahi. L'chur, if you shecht the behemoth on Shabbos, true, you did an aveira, you're not allowed to do it, but l'chur, it's called a Shchita Ruyah. This noun, we learn like this. Ha-shoichet b'Shabbos of Yom Kippurim. If somebody shechts on Shabbos, or on Yom Kippur, afal pishrim is chayiv v'nafshi, even though he's chayiv mitzvah for this, you should know, at least in Yom Kippur, he's chayiv chorus, he's shchitos like sheira. You should know that the Shchita is good. Screw, you see clearly, if you shecht on Shabbos, The shchita is a good shchita. So Mark says, Amri, I'll tell you, Sovolok Rav Yechon HaSandal. I'll tell you that the Rabbanon hold here, or the Shimon, is going now leave to Rav Yechon HaSandal. And he holds, it's also tirit midiraisa. If you shech the vehem around Shabbos, it's also midiraisa tirit. The Tanan, we learned like this. Hamavashel b'Shabbos b'Shoigeg. If somebody cooks on Shabbos b'Shoigeg by mistake, he didn't realize today was Shabbos. But he didn't realize it's also to do it. Halacha is yoichel, still you're allowed to eat it. Mashenkein b'mezid, if somebody cooks on Shabbos b'mezid, halacha is lo yoichel, you're not allowed to eat it. Dibur Rebbe Meir, that's Rebbe Meir Shita. If you do it b'mezid, halacha is lo yoichel b'mezid. So Rashi learns, lo yoichel means boi b'yoin. You're not allowed to eat it today. V'hu adin li acherim, other people also cannot eat it today. V'yazid is only ratio of the day, since the ratio says it's mutter, tonanayim is the day. Well, and this way the more expensive in Chulin. According to Rabbi Meir, if you cook on Shabbos b'mezid, nobody's allowed to eat it today. Until after Shabbos. We have Yudah, Rabbi Yudah says, b'shoigeg yoichel b'moitzoy Shabbos. Rabbi Yudah also know, even if a person cooks something on Shabbos b'shoigeg, he forgot today was Shabbos, still, you're not, the knas, you're not allowed to eat the food today, you have to wait till moitzoy Shabbos. So Rashi learns, it means, who b'yatzmoy, the person that cooked, he can't eat it till moitzoy Shabbos. Or boy by Well, Rashi says again, Nochemol. According to Rabbi Yehuda, on Shabbos itself, nobody could eat from it. If you cook b'shaygeg on Shabbos, nobody could eat from it until Matzoy Shabbos. What about the mezid? Let's say a person cooked on Shabbos the mezid, he knew today was Shabbos, still he cooked it. Then the halacha is, lo yoichal alamis. He's not allowed to eat it forever. He gives a kanas upon him, he can never eat it. Other people could eat it, but he can't eat it. Acherim could eat it. Rabbi Yechon asando loymer, v'shoigeg ochal amitzoy Shabbos le'acherim v'loy loy. The person cooks on Shabbos v'shoigeg, so he's never allowed to eat it. Even lachas man, he can't eat it. But other people could eat it on amitzoy Shabbos. The mezid, let's say somebody cooks on Shabbos the mezid, he realizes it's us and he cooks. The locher is lo yoichal alamis, lo loy v'loy lacherim. Not him and not somebody else. So who you see according to Rabbi Yechon asando, when you do an issa d'irais on Shabbos, you're not allowed to have enjoyment from it. It's also b'achidu l'yelam. So the same thing would be if you make a shchita. If you make a shchita on Shabbos, it's also teeth to meat l'yelam. So mele kurtz v'yechon asandol, if you shech the shor on Shabbos, it's called the shchita shen ruya. That's why the rabbanon say you potter from dal v'hei. Now the Gemara says, my time in v'yechon asandol, what's the reason of v'yechon asandol? Ki the dorish Rabbi Chiya. Like Rabbi Chiya darshin da pischid v'nesiyah. That the pasuk says, you have to watch Shabbos because it's Kodesh. So we dash in Ma Kodesh Osa Bachilo, just like something that's Kodesh like Hegdish, it's Osa Bachilo. If so, Af Maisa Shabbos Asurim Bachilo. If you do a Malachar on Shabbos, you should know it's Osa Bachilo. Poshe it's Osa Midiraisa. Rashi says, Maisa Shabbos, yes, right there. That it's Osa Midiraisa to eat it. Because it says Kodesh. For the Gemara, Ima Kodesh Osa Bano, maybe just like Hegdish, it's also to have even enjoyment from it. Maybe Af Maisa Shabbos Osa Bano, maybe you are doing a Maisa Shabbos also, it's also Bahano. If you cook something on Shabbos, maybe not only can't you eat it, but maybe it's even also to sell to a guy, maybe it's even also Bahano. Talmud Leim of the Postek says no. It says, Lashmatim Shabbos Ki Kodesh Shi Lochem, says the word Lochem. Tevidashin Shalochem Yehei, that it's Mutta Bahano. The Gemara Yochel is so, I would have thought to say, maybe Afilu B'Shoigeg, maybe even if you Mechal Shabbos just B'Shoigeg, maybe also the food should be also. Talmud Leima, this no, the Pasuk says, Mechal Leho Mais Yumas, that if you Mechal Shabbos, you Chayiv Misa. And we know when you Chayiv Misa, B'Mezid. So B'Mezid, Amarti Lucho, V'Loi B'Shoigeg. Hayoni said the soul of B'Mezid and not B'Shoigeg. So Kitza, that's how we know that a Mais Shabbos is also B'Achila, according to Rabbi Yochel Asandl. Now, Mar says, Pligi bo Ravacha Ravina. Really, it's a machlekas Ravacha and Ravina. Chadoma one says, Maisa Shabbos Diraisa. Chula, we just asked in the Pasuk. According to Yechon Asandol, that says, Ma Kodesh, that it's also. Shemaki Kodesh Ilochem, that Maisa Shabbos is also Midiraisa Tidit. But Umasova one says, no, the Chadoma Maisa Shabbos Rabbon, it's only also Midrabbon. So, Man Diyoma Diraisa Kodiyamar, we just got finished saying. We dash in the posik in kodesh. But a man diyom the rabbanon on makro. The posik says kodesh who? What does that mean to say kodesh who? That Shabbos is kodesh. That means to say who kodesh? The yain maisel kodesh. But if you do a malacha on Shabbos, it does not become asa b'achila. Midirais is not asa b'achila. So the machlokes is b'kitzo. In court of Yochanan Sandol, is it asa midirais or only asa midrabbanon? So Mar says if so, Bishlei Melamandi Yom Midiraisa. If you learn the Kotz of Yochanan Sandl, it's also Midiraisa teach from a Shchita on Shabbos. I'm Dulhochi.